listening to Jay and Talk.
Go.
We in the jungle, baby.
Number one.
This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin to make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin to make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend.
Oh, we
long pause.
I thought you gonna hit the Gin Talk theme song.
But I put it in on the other line. It's in the library thing.
Oh, well, never mind then. Yo, yo, yo! This is the Gin Talk podcast with your boy Mike J. Travis with us. Marissa's in the house. Drew is not with us tonight. Tonight we're gonna talk about spinning the block. It's that time of year again where everybody is lonely and they want to spin the block one more time. When they had that little fun in the summertime. So how do y'all feel about spending the block?
Some things are better left where they are depending on how they ended or why they ended.
Depending on what corner you turn. Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like sometimes if stuff didn't work out the first time, there is not really a need in trying it again. Even though, like, I be the one, I give second chances, I try stuff again, but most of the time, if we ended and I really felt some type of way about how we ended or why we ended, it'd be hard for me to just do the shit again. I can say, okay, yeah, let's try again, because I recently just did it and was like, yeah, we can try again, all of it. Once I finally was in the man's presence and stuff, it was like, nah, this ain't right. The energy don't feel right. Yeah. I can't do this. So of
shit
course,
don't feel better second time around, for real.
It does, especially if it was a lot of emotional distress or anything like that the first time around.
Yeah.
Now, if it just ended on like a lack of communication or something like that, then maybe, yeah, you can try again.
Yeah.
Or it can be you didn't realize who the person was, what the opportunity was the first time. So, yeah, try it again.
Yeah. You know, everybody go back, though, for the sex, though. If the sex was amazing, it makes you wonder, and it's very tempting.
I don't go back for sex.
Yeah, it depends on that, because you go back for sex, you got to be pretty sure somebody else got sex. And that made me, damn, somebody else got it. So, I don't even really want to like that no more. Cause like,
that's amazing. Yeah.
If I don't slit it out, I already know you don't slit it out. But shit, you know
the old reliable. You know when you just on that dry spell, you already know that person's ready to go for any time and any time. You gonna hit it up.
I go back for like the time and the attention. Like if I realize like, oh, when I was talking to them, they always wanted to see me. They always wanted to do this, no matter what I called and said, they was coming. If I be like going through this a little dry spell and I'm sitting around lonely, oh yo, let me hit them up and see what they got going on.
Anybody lonely?
And it don't really be the whole sex thing, because some sick problem when you know shit. No way, but you know.
That's the
main thing to think about, whether somebody else gonna slut them out or not. Cause I'm automatically gonna assume that if we don't stop talking, you probably most likely don't want to fuck somebody while we went talking. You probably fucking somebody while we was talking. So as a woman, I don't think like this. Well, as me being the type of woman I am, I don't think like this. I ain't gonna be like, oh, so you went and had sex with somebody while we went talking. Well, the dude I recently tried again with, he gonna tell me, oh, I haven't had sex with anybody since me and you stopped talking.
Goddamn lie.
Since the last time we so I'm on the phone like, that was in like July, June. Okay. I said, dang, you got to be real built up right now, don't you? Yeah okay.
You're going to be like, can you come and help me get this pressure off. See, that's what y'all know.
That's about like women saying I ain't had sex in 3 months or whatever. That's like,
a, yeah, 3 months. Oh, yeah, 3 years.
Somebody ain't that fuck. You got your pussy ate. Somebody did something to you.
They say they don't count as sex, but it's still sexual act.
Man, like, head counts as sex.
It's oral sex.
Yeah.
I wonder do women not think of it as sex, they think of it as foreplay or
fuck that.
That's a great question.
I'm wondering, is that why they say it's not sex? Are they thinking sex is only penetration?
It's only foreplay if you didn't come. If you came as sex.
So if you come out somebody playing with you, that make it sex. So if like a girl,
well, all right, let's take it back. If you put your tongue, all right, that's a good question. All right. If they put their mouth on you and you come and all that shit on the shit, on the sexual organ, and you come, that's sex.
So if you get
oral, it's still the same thing as masturbation, like the fingers and stuff though.
Maybe a hand job. I don't know. You don't release that. You don't take that pressure off of their ass.
I kind of get where Michael came from, because he on the like, if a girl give a dude a hand job, how like do men really come off of that?
No, you got to suck that shit, and then if
with a female, if a man finger her or whatever, she more likely gonna come if you're doing it right, or she's one of those people that come off of like clitoral stimulation or something like that. If they playing with clit, she might come. So,
I mean, you're digging in deep and hitting that spot.
Yeah, yeah. So I can see why he might would say the hands up, but no, I feel like sex is anything that go on down there with your mouth or with the other genital is this sex. But I'm wondering now, do they feel when they be saying that 3 month thing? Do they really feel like if it's oral, that's not sex? It's got to be penetration.
Yeah, it got to be, cause man. Not necessarily. Not saying it's not able to be done, but come on.
It's possible, but you can tell that men be used to that type of response. This man asked me one time, like, when the last time you had sex? And I was like, shit, Tuesday, Wednesday. By this day, it was like Saturday and Sunday. And he was like, what? I said, what you wanted me to lie and say I ain't had sex in 3 months?
Like, he can't get mad at that.
I ain't just met him, though. Like, don't ask me no shit.
He
like
can't
this.
Get mad. He can't get mad. I mean, you will, like, that's what men do. They get mad because somebody in the hand, it's your go. Let's see if you the better man. And she call you back multiple times and all that, then you must be the better man until you fuck up.
Well, like I told him at the time, I said, you don't even know if I'm a man or a woman or not, because you don't know what's happening. So, why we having this conversation?
Hey, that's something else I want to talk. I think what is insane about, like, you can't get mad if you in the talking stage and they still having sex with somebody else, or no, you just cannot. Meeting them. You cannot get mad. Like, you can't get mad because they still dealing with the person they've been dealing with before they start talking to you. Like,
so doesn't that drift into the having options while dating?
Yeah, we don't say it. It can. But it can. But I'm just talking. You know, like they say, like why dudes be asking. Like, damn, who you been messing with? How long you been? That's it really does just into all that.
I think the men feel like, even without the title and the commitment, if you're giving them your time and attention, that it should just be them.
Yeah, I mean, you can't get no pussy.
But some women think like that too. I don't. If we ain't got no, even like if we just have a conversation and be like, oh, we together now, you my man, I'm your woman, I still don't put shit past nobody.
Especially if you just meet in the first month or something like that, y'all just talking. Man, you know them folks just fucking, you think about it. You just met this person 2 or 3 weeks ago. You expect them to drop all their hoes and stop fucking who they were fucking. Just gonna
you're be not
well, I tell a man, like, go ahead and text all them little bitches or whatever you had going on. Like, I've done that before. Like, go ahead and tell all of them whatever you had going on before today. Send out a mass message and be like, oh, it's over with now. I got a woman now. And you just stop doing whatever you're doing with them. If they hit you up, I can't be mad because they hit you up, because people are going to try.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
especially when you tell them you got somebody. It's something about people knowing you in a relationship and they just try to
get away. Especially for dudes, I'm talking about. That's having a girlfriend is the best. Yeah, that's the best promotion ever. If you want to get some girls, let them find out you got a girlfriend. Gee, I'm talking about, they come from everywhere.
If you want to get some, man, if you want to get some, you ain't got no girlfriend, just take a picture with a random female that's okay with you doing it, and you just post the picture and say, this is my blah, 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 post it on Wednesday, or just put up a nice little post. Man, your inbox or whatever gonna light up.
Who is she? Who is that? Yeah.
But they say that comes from, like, women wanting something they can't attain, like, just to want, like, damn, they want something, like, it's a mind thing of wanting something you know you're supposed to have.
Yeah.
So I guess that's what happens.
Or yeah, sometimes it's people, like, sometimes single people that are hurt, damaged, whatever, they prefer somebody in a relationship because they don't have to give them so much.
Yeah. Damn. That's a good saying.
And yeah, I feel like once you've healed, you won't entertain somebody that's in a relationship.
Exactly. Good.
I can say that because I've done it. I ain't even gonna act like I ain't never talked to a man that was in a relationship or had something going on with a man that was in a relationship. You don't have to give them that much. But the new men that be in relationship, like in the last few, like, years ago, they be wanting a lot. I was talking to this one dude one time, like, he inboxed me and he was like, you know, I got a girl, da 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 da. And he jumped from something I had put on Facebook. I was like, okay. So I just didn't have, I really wasn't feeling it for real. Like, I don't feel right doing this. So he texted me one day and he was like, the same way you on Facebook carrying on the way you doing, you can be texting me. What?
Oh, man. He's a
girlfriend to do.
Your girlfriend must like my time of day. And so he just
looking for something. Though.
Yeah, I mean, say they probably live together.
And I told him, I said, you know what, I don't think this is it. I said, first of all, I don't text me in this same relationship because I'm supposed to know I'm texting you back. You had to call me, let me know you free.
See, you hit on a key point. Like, now, I don't know what's up with niggas. Now, like, they are too possessive. Like, they want to control the main chick, the side chick, the potential side chick, the baby mama. How you gonna get mad? Like, damn, nigga, shit.
It's my goal. Shit.
I promise you, that's what I don't understand. Like, I'm talking about they super, like, in relationship possessive. Like, they be ready to kill you over. Like, so
be controlling without the relationship. You give them a little time, a little attention, and don't fuck around and give them no pussy. Oh my God. They fucking everything. Who this nigga is, like, why y'all always communicating on Facebook and what this, like, no, you shared this and then you said that, man, come on now. Nah.
It's that crazy. That's why.
And some of them, they be insecure without getting no pussy. Like, what be wrong with
that? That be the main ones that be throwing it down hissy fit because they be like, oh, you gonna go talk to this nigga and all that shit? That be the best thing when you single and you got a girl over at your house. And she got to take a call and some dude like, where you at and all that shit. They're like, yeah, she with me and all that shit. That makes you feel good.
You like that kind of shit, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Man. But,
I do. I mean, dude, but at the same time, I know my bro. I mean, hey, she go talk fuck with him. That's her business. I don't belong to nobody. She don't belong to me. So when that's the case, you just got to deal with that shit. And like she said, a lot of dudes are insecurities. They be the main ones to be shooting up places and killing folks because they can't handle rejection. Like, somebody put that video in and said that men can't handle rejection or fuck these hoes and all this shit.
They're right. No, they can't. Like, even like, man, I don't give a damn. I don't care if I'm in love. We in relationships. So I am not going out bad. Because, man, if I... Like, you want to kill a dude. Like, you still going to jail, somebody else still going to have a girl.
You going with a bunch of niggas in jail.
I promise. Like, hey, man, if she choose somebody else, she didn't choose somebody else. Like, Kwame Brown said, nigga, she chose. Like, you just got to learn how, hey.
You probably going to be feeling fucked up, but don't kill. Don't crash out.
Yeah, don't kill. Yeah, don't crash out. Yeah.
Well, I can't take rejection, but I don't just spaz out. My feelings be hurt. Like, he be hurt my pride. So that's why I'm never gonna ask a question that could possibly lead to a no, I ain't about to do that, because as soon as I hear that no, like, it's a wrap. I ain't heard nothing else you said.
That's the worst thing.
Yeah, like, when they be saying female should shoot that shot at men, I don't believe in it, because I just feel like a man should pursue a woman. But yeah, because once you tell me no, like, oh my God, what? Tried this shit one time. I ended up with a great friend behind me. That's just that, but no, I ain't never doing that no more.
That one, but some men like when women shoot their shot.
Shoot them.
Some men like when women shoot their shot. Some men like when women take care of them. Like, you know, some men want to do role reversal.
But going back to spin the block, but women mostly spin the block more than dudes. For real.
Yeah, because I promise you, when I hit a little longer shot, I'm going to get randomly hit some dude and be like, what you got going on? You still single?
I'm just saying that energy you build up, it'd be like them days you be like, you know, let me see what she doing. And just call her up and see what's up. And you just spend a block.
And then feeling say, oh, I got a man now. You got a wig.
Upon that porn hub.
You know what? Yeah, I promise. They're like, I'm still trying. I'm like, you sure you like? You like him for real, for real? You like him, like? Or you just like? You just got something to do? Like, know what I'm saying? A lot of people get in a relationship just have something to do at the time. Like, shit, last time alone.
Trey, you say you gonna test her?
Yeah, she respond back. And she respond back, give me an inch of leeway. Oh shit, it's on now. Yeah, it's all I need to know. Okay, you better open that goddamn message. Huh? That's all I'm saying.
Hey, goddamn.
Shit. Open me, goddamn. Access granted.
Oh, my God. Now, one thing about it is when you're spending the block, please be honest. Don't leave no people on saying you ain't in a relationship. Then they trying to invite you over. And next thing you know, it's somebody trying to pull up on them. That'd be the worst thing.
Yeah. See? We see that's a cute, yeah. Now you spinning the block. Now, yeah, y'all got to meet at a neutral site. Y'all can't get spinning the block and go back to where y'all used to this kicking it, because hey, you never know how things don't change, situations don't change, places don't change. So you got to switch all that up anyway.
Hell yeah, and motherfuckers get set up and shit. No, that's for sure. Could have been bad 2020.
Yeah,
no bad 2019. So. Think it was. Don't matter.
That was
19. Hell, yeah. No, that wasn't on 21.
Nah. Damn, no COVID in my bad. Shit. Damn, time fly.
Boy, it's crazy. But I think I could have sworn. I just feel like some men do spend a block, and it's just because when you out there playing that field and all that, and you got your roster and all that. You gotta know who to hit up with, cause you dealing with different types of women. You already know who's gonna give you the most headache. You know who's gonna be the one who be cooling. You just gotta know who gonna go with the punches. You get caught up and you fuck around, you're gonna lose everybody. You gotta start all over.
I think men spin the block when they've lost the opportunity or the woman that they actually want.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
once they have fucked up with the woman that they want, or she done cut them off, or she done told them, I need some space because too much done happened. Oh yeah, they spending the block with whoever they know, don't go for it.
Yeah,
then
yeah,
they say right. No, they in a petty ass bullshit ass relationship that I ain't even really want to be in, because they can be the person they want to be with.
Yeah, like I said, they're doing something to do. But you know, the only reason if I have trying to spin a block, you know, the only reason I spin a block is for ego. Like, shit, I still got. I don't worry that. Do it for real, for real.
That pussy still mine.
Yeah, hey, man, shit. That shit add to your ego.
Yeah. But when you in a relationship, I think And that's why men, when they do that Facebook shit saying they single and shit, they wait about a few weeks or so before they even put that up there, because they already know what's gonna happen when they put single up there. Oh, everybody's gonna go crazy. So they just try to wait, you know what I'm saying? Because you know they in a relationship, the ones they cut off and all that, they gotta like build it back up. How you been and all that shit and all that stuff. And he's like, what's so and so at and all that stuff. And then you put single. Next thing you know, what happened? Well, you know what I'm saying?
A lot of men, they wouldn't be praying on your downfall. That's why I say you got to be careful about social media posting about relationships. Mm-hmm. Shit. You never know who's going to be praying on your downfall when it comes to that. Because, like, same one say, what happened? Damn, that fucked up. Damn, he lost the good. Them the same niggas that be plotting the whole time. So, shit go either way.
Oh, yeah. When you're in a relationship, you just got to look at sort of shit and all that stuff. Because everybody's always plotting. Everybody's, like you said, everybody waiting for you to fuck up. Everybody knows when they get singing, they already know who's going to try to holler at them or just say, hey, you know, I know you're still healing. Let's just go on a nice friendly date and all that shit. Just see where it goes. All that bullshit and all that. So when you get in a relationship, you already know you're going to hit up. You already know you're going to try to hit up. So that's what everybody do when they in a relationship. But
everybody always got a backup plan.
Yeah, everybody. Absolutely. So we got
everybody.
No matter how in love they may seem, they got a backup plan.
Got a backup plan.
And soon the relationship ends. Whoever it was right before they got with the person that they with.
That first, like after a breakup, that first two weeks, you'll see who the backup plan was. Who was like, oh, they were preparing for this shit.
Oh, you said don't worry about him.
Yeah, well.
Well, you know, he was there when I needed somebody to talk to.
Exactly.
We really were just friends, but it wasn't nothing like that at first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If I ever said a man was just my friend and I knew it could possibly be something more, I would not let it be known. That is something more when it becomes something more.
Yeah, you better keep that shit on the route. That shit gonna a whole bunch of you. You were fucking the whole time. Nigga, crazy.
I ain't stressing no way. He was around you too much. He was doing too much.
Yeah, you got like spinning the block, especially around the year, like might say around this time of year. This year, this is like this is between November, end of goddamn fast season to after Valentine's Day. These are little shaky grounds to be spending the block on right here. These shaky roads, these Atlanta roads there to be spending the block on, goddamn potholes, fucked up roads, and all kind of shit in there because this shit can go real bad. They can fuck your whole play up, goddamn, going out these in these blocks right here around this time. Mm-hmm. So you gotta be careful spending the block around this time right here.
And March hits, booty shorts. Depending on the weather. All that shit. Everybody started feeling
this.
Well, you know, it's just I just thought we rushed into it. I think we just need a break. Next thing you know what, summertime come around, they out there doing their thing. Then it's rinse and repeat. Same old shit. Yeah. Hey, that's why you gotta choose wisely.
I wouldn't spend a block around this time. This is me.
Some people get lonely now.
Well, I'm spending the block around this time.
Oh. Trying to be in that match pajama.
No. Me and this one dude I was talking to, he made a valid point, the one I had spent the block with. He was like, if you think about it, all the couples that do that matching pajama shit, not all of them, but really most of them, they be done went through hell all year. Y'all done cheated on each other, broke up, posted all this stuff. Do y'all notice you never really see married couples going to matching pajamas unless they got a whole family and they're doing it with their kids?
Yep. Hell yeah. And then people just do it for the trends and all that.
Yeah, if I did it, it would like be let's sit in the house and watch a movie together. We ain't got to post no picture and we're gonna see.
I'm gonna see what I'm gonna do. I may do it this year. do it. But yeah, I'm gonna try to set it up. But most people just do it, just what they see on social media they want to experience.
Man, that shit real a bait, man. People like you said, people see something on them and try it out, man. It's cause shit. It like, man, you can't, I don't care how good your shit is, how good your acting is, you can't fake a relationship. That shit, he gonna fake that shit so long, goddamn.
Mm-hmm. People just they want their glamour, they want the aesthetics, they want the pictures, they want the picnics, then they want their engagement ring when they showing their ring off in every post. Then they want the wedding, and then next thing you know, a reality hits, then divorce papers come. And that's what everybody be doing. You don't spend a whole lot of money just for likes and saying that, oh girl, you good. I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah. It's really wasting time for real. Like, man, like shit, people be trying to live their relationship out in everybody else's eyes, and God dang, that's why a lot of times they don't be happy, they just be satisfied and just in a situation like I said, it's wasting time for real.
Mm-hmm. I don't get it. I mean, shit. If you don't really want to be with that person, be honest and start leading people on. And that's one thing I hate about what people lead people on. I don't
think it's ever anybody's intention to lead someone on.
You don't think it ever is?
I don't think. Who's intentionally going to lead somebody on?
You'd be surprised. You see a lot of men that do women like that.
I really don't think it be they've been led on. I think it'd be miscommunication, or the man is telling them and showing them what it is, and they making up in their head as it's something else. They be delusional. They be thinking they can change somebody.
Oh yeah, this goes to that thing I seen on TikTok where a man don't gotta lie to a woman, because if she really likes you, she gonna lie to herself.
Yeah. You can tell her every day, or she can ask you every so often. You want to be in a relationship? When we gonna get together? When we gonna do this? Or we spending all this time together? We should go ahead and commit. He might say, I ain't ready for a commitment. I like hanging out with you. I like doing this with you. But if you want to find you somebody that want to do what you want to do, I'm okay with it. She ain't gonna do that. 9 times out of 10, she's not gonna do that. She's gonna keep allowing him to come around. They're gonna keep hanging out. And in her head, he doing what I want as far as the relationship, except for a few things missing. If I keep doing this, he'll change his mind. And then, you know, he stopped fucking with her. He'd be like, well, I met somebody and I'm finna go, you know, settle down with her. This is who I want to be with. Woman mad as hell.
Yeah, fuck nigga then.
Yeah, and then if you let me out, I didn't lead you nowhere. I told you I didn't want to be with you. I just like having fun with you. I like doing what we're doing. Yeah, what we're doing seems like a relationship, but I don't want it right now. Sometimes men say what it is, and sometimes they don't say it, but they show it.
True. You got some people that be having that shit in their head and be like, something, but then just sparing their feelings and shit. That leads people on. You ain't telling the truth.
Transition into the topic now, because if you're just dating somebody or you're single and y'all just hanging out, talking, blah, 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 and you know you want more than what they're giving you and you've told them what you want, have options. Because I promise you, one of them options probably want the same thing that you want. So if you doing whatever with this man, y'all going on dates, chilling at each other's houses, whatever, having sex, Netflix, chill, all that, and you know you want to be in a relationship and he's telling you that he doesn't want to be in one, okay, sis, get you an option. Start meeting other people, hanging out with them. Find somebody that want what you want. That's why it's called dating.
Yeah.
And then it's like called like commitment you. When you commit to them.
Yep. Exactly. Like, a lot of people don't understand that. Like, I don't understand why people be doing like they be so stressed off people that they like or they think they want to be with, and they other person doing their own thing. Keep dating around and like who like you. Like, like, that's the thing. A lot of people don't know how to date. Like, dating means more than one person. Like, you're not committed to nobody. See, y'all getting a committed relationship, you're allowed to see and do whatever the hell you want to do. Like,
a lot of emphasis on that. Someone's telling that somebody. You put a lot of emphasis on that shit. You trying to tell somebody?
Saying, cause like it just it just like how people is like damn, how you gonna get mad or be disappointed somebody when y'all just dating without a title? Like dating means dating, like not a commitment.
Yeah, a lot of people don't see that shit, man. And they just want to be like y'all said, possessive and shit. And it's their business, whoever they talk to and all that shit. So I don't know why people be like, well, why are you doing this? Oh, he don't fuck with him. He disses. He be talking to so-and-so. But that's his option. Same if it was a girl. That's her option. You can't get mad at that. So whenever it's your goal to spend time with her, then that's your goal. You better make the most out of it. You better do something to make her that. Like, damn, I don't even want to talk to the other niggas right now.
Man, you just, hey, man, people like, you got to understand something, man. You dating, you first of all, dating.
What's the definition of dating? What's your definition of dating,
my definition of dating is going out, spending time with a person without a commitment. It's like dating. You could be in friends, or go on a friend date or something. Like, there's no commitment.
That's the key word.
Yeah.
Those key words. No commitment.
Yeah, that's safe.
Free agent.
Yeah, free agent.
This is like, campus visit. The campus visit. We recruiting the damn recruit to the damn football team. All that shit. It's a trial period. You trying to see who the fuck, how they is, and talkative and all that shit. What are their goals and all that stuff? Because you just
finding what works for you, like you. Yeah. At this age that we're at, like we should have a nice list of what it is we need to commit and settle down to. Nobody's going to check off everything on that list, but you prioritize. So you have to date to find the person that meet what you want, that they doing what you want. Like, and you have to date them for some length of time. And sometimes it don't take a long time for people to show their true colors. Like, you just got to give them a little bit. Give them a little itch. They're going to take a mile and they're going to show you exactly who you don't want.
Yeah, damn show you. Like, yeah. That's why I think people like relationship and dating get confused with like people in relationships say, yeah, we're dating. No, you're not dating. You're in a relationship. It's a different. Like, I think that was confusing with a lot of people be like, dang, we're dating. Like, so
just going together. To the next level.
Like you can't like dating, like say you gotta get to know that person. It's a trial basis. Like, I'm putting it like this. Like you, before we get like Netflix or Prime or any of these streaming apps, they give us a 3 to 7 days trial error. And that what dating is, a trial error. We test it, see that we like it. You know what I'm saying? They don't like it. Hey, shit, I ain't finna pay for that. I ain't finna commit to this payment every month. So, shit, I'm gonna do something else. So, hey.
I think the reason some people say dating, even when it's a quote-unquote relationship, because if you're not my fiance or my husband, maybe they don't feel like that's a true commitment, but some people they big on that my man, my boyfriend thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like even with calling it a commitment or being in a relationship, people gotta always remember, you chose to be in this relationship. You're free to leave whenever you hear it. Please prioritize yourself and your feelings. And if you don't want to be there, leave. You know, you can talk about whatever it is that's not working for you, but don't stay somewhere and stay with somebody y'all want to be with them. Now, Michael, that's where leading on can come in. I feel like you stay in a relationship, knowing y'all want to be there, knowing this person doing stuff that you don't like, that's leading them on. Like, especially if you're doing it in like the dating stage, and then you allow them, you and whatever it is that they're doing that you don't like while you're dating. And then you move into the allowing them to they propose to you and you say, yeah, you still know you don't want to be there. And then you let them invest all of this stuff, this time and money into you. And then like you wait until the proposal or right before the wedding or after the wedding and then be like, I'm not happy and I haven't been happy for a long time. Yeah, that's very misleading.
Yeah, because that's what people do.
In the like talking stage, unless you tell somebody, yeah, I want to be with you, and you make that known, and then don't ever just let them know, no, I don't want to. I don't think there's leading on. When you communicate stuff, I don't think you lean nobody on. It's when you're not talking about it or not telling them and not giving them the option to be able to say, no, I don't want to do this. This is where the leading on comes in. It communicates.
I can see what you're saying.
No, like some people do be tricking, like you manipulate. That's what I'm saying.
They
like,
do trick now.
Nah. Well, you let me spend the night at your house, and you got up and you cooked breakfast, and you did this. I thought you were my woman. Why would you think that?
Yep.
Emotional.
So he probably ain't never had that before, and then he gonna look at you, and that's when dating comes. When you start dating, you start seeing what they do. Okay, this girl. After we have sex and all that, she likes to cook me breakfast. When I had sex with this girl, she just likes to up and leave. I'm taking notes of each person. You take notes of each person when you date multiple people.
And or then, you just take notes when you're not dating multiple people. Like the dude that I done spent the block with, he got COVID. I swear to God, working mysterious ways. Like we were supposed to hang out and see each other Sunday, but we didn't. And then he tested positive for COVID yesterday. So today I was texting and like checking on him all of that, need anything. So then he was like, he was hungry. I was like, oh, well, you ain't really got COVID, man. If you can still eat and you got an appetite. So I was like, I can bring you something to eat when I get off, but it'll be like 6 or 10 when I get off. But he was like, he just really hungry. And I'm like, dude, get somebody else to do it. Right. He called me and I wasn't busy at work. And he was like, I said, you at home by yourself? And he was like, no, my sister been here and she gone to get my medicine. I said, well, why not? And not that I didn't want to go get the food, but you acting like you starving. So I was like, why not ask your sister to just bring you something to eat back since she's already out. And by this time, I think it was like 5:45. So I still got like 30 more minutes to work. And he was like, okay, yeah, I'll do that. And then he texted me and he was like, don't worry about the food. I'm going to ask my sister to do it. I hate texting sometimes because now I feel like, did you say that with an attitude?
You don't know the tone.
I was like, I'm sorry, I'm at work. And then he was like, nah, babe, I get it. You work. And when he said that, I was like, okay, we're good. So he ended up calling right after I got out of work. He was like, man, my sister want me to buy her something to eat if she go get my food. I said, so you said no? He stingy as fuck, like real tight. And he was like, yeah. I said, I go get the food. He was like, you want me to send you the money or you gonna come get the money? I was like, oh, I don't know who you used to dealing with, but I can buy you something to eat. Cause I promise you, I'm gonna make you feed me after you feel better. We got this to even swap. Like, it's okay. And like, what he wanted Popeyes. And then he was like, with some green beans or something. I called him. I was like, they don't sell green beans no more. You want me to go to KFC and get you some beans? He was like, you ain't gotta do all that. Me being the extra ass person that I am.
Oh, you got them green beans.
Yeah, I went to KFC and got the beans. But you know, and I told him when he said that we was asking about the money, I was like, I don't know who you used to fucking with, but I can buy some food. Like, yeah, you had to want anything, I can go get the food. Like, sometimes I just feel like stuff being an investment. But I feed anybody. One of y'all said y'all wanted something to eat and y'all said, okay, let me go get it and I'm gonna drop it off.
Oh,
I get nice it though, but you know.
But no, that was nice though. And when dudes hear that from a woman, they like, yeah, okay.
But I'm nice though. I just I'm a little strong and aggressive sometimes, but I'm always nice.
Yeah,
me too.
And I ain't just finna buy you a whole lot of stuff. I gotta really like you to buy something, but like I'm gonna feed you though, whether I'm cooking or buying it. I'm gonna make sure you eat because I'm gonna eat. Like, even if I don't eat, you still gonna eat.
Yeah, well, that's what some men do. Men appreciate women who got their back and stuff. So
sometimes they do, sometimes they take advantage.
But some niggas just ain't shit. Like, some people are just ain't shit. They feel they are entitled to everything. I'm fine. So
yeah, them more
intimidated
like
by a certain type of women, and they don't know how to take a woman that like actually has her shit semi together, or always all the way together, and she's not asking him for anything. So he don't really feel needed. So he'll rather fuck with the needy female. That oh well, can you buy me something to eat? Or I'm hungry. I ain't ate all day, just throwing out heat. So can you get my hair done? And yeah. I
tell dudes that all the time. Once you hear a list, can you with a list, might want to, yeah.
And then it may not even be a can you. They might just be like, I need to get my hair did.
Yeah.
And they open the door for the band to say, oh, how you going to get your hair did?
Yeah.
Or who's going to do your hair? And then it's how much it costs. Oh, I'll get that done for you. But some men don't feed into this stuff. They just be like, oh, I guess you need to get your hair did.
I ain't going for it.
Hell no. Oh, you get you a lady who'd be like, you know, don't worry about it. Or they'd be like, you know, what you did, you just say, I'll get it for you and all that. Y'all just swap it out. You got this for me, I got this for you next time. And niggas like this shit.
And some of them don't be used to it. They taking care of women so much. Like, this what they used to. My ex used to tell me he didn't know how to deal with me because I didn't need him. And I was like, I don't need you financially. I need you for other stuff. Like,
no,
just buy the stuff. If you feel like I don't need it, just go buy it. Just send me the money. I promise you, I'll figure out what to do with it.
Oh, my girl be like, I got it, baby. Like, all right, don't worry about it.
Still do it, even when she says she got to still do it.
Yeah, I do it. I was like, let me do it. I gotta force it because she usually be like, no, don't worry about it. I just force it. And then she'll be like,
I'm pretty sure she likes it, even though you done forced it. She said she really appreciates it.
Oh, she do. She do. She a sweetheart.
Oh, that's so sweet. I'm glad you got you a good woman, because when you was on there, I don't give a fuck about you. leading these women on.
Well, leading no women on.
You working on yourself. That's even better.
I wasn't leaving no woman on. All I told every woman I talked to, I told them the real deal, Holyfield. And they left it like that. You can deal with my broken ass, or you can just leave it, or we can just be friends. It didn't matter.
But you was always broken and polite. You was telling them, oh, well, I can't do a relationship and da 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 da. Will you come over and we can cuddle? Let's lay off and watch a movie. Oh, okay. That's where women get confused at. You're not talking, well, they get confused on their own though, because you telling them exactly what it is, but then they're like, well, he's showing me this.
He might mean something else.
Yeah, he's saying this, but he's actually doing this, and they get confused by the words and the actions. So they're like, well,
you know, I was broken.
He want to do this type of stuff. So nah, I'm gonna go by what you said. You said y'all want a relationship. Okay, but you just want to watch TV. Okay, I'm going home. We're gonna watch TV and then I'm gonna go home. Stay at your house at 4 o'clock in the morning, then go home. Both of us don't play.
Yeah, nah.
But yeah, those are different times. But it made me into the person I am today.
It is. Broke. You had to heal. And whatever road you took to heal, it doesn't matter. Whether it was like a, you know, bumpy ass dirt road, a well paved road, a road with a lot of curves. Bumpy. As long as you got to the end and said healed and you was good.
That's all. Boys, man.
Yeah. Hello, we
are. So, how y'all feel about men should always be prepared to be single?
That's how it gotta be. You never know.
Like that's how it is. Yeah, because even with married, like this is a, I don't know, it's not a fact, but it's shown that most relationship is over. Well, most relationship end with women in a relationship. Like, I think like 80 to 90% of the time. Now, a lot of times they just don't be on. Yeah, like it seems like when women ain't happy, they're in a relationship in trouble.
Yeah. And then you just gotta, and men gotta have that little mental. And it's not like no anxiety. You just gotta have that mental. It's like when you're driving the car, I gotta be safe because I may get in the car accident. I gotta be doing all this. Men just gotta have that little thought that says this woman could leave me at any given point for some bullshit.
So y'all don't think women should always be prepared to be single too?
They should. But we like, you can. My thing is, you can make, like, I seen this another video I seen, like, a woman, like, the woman said she was happy. This man was doing everything she wanted the man to do. She was best man ever, and she left.
Mm-hmm. Like, I hear that shit all the time. I hear that shit all. It's starting to get like all women just saying, this man is just boring. He was just good to me and all that.
Yeah, like, yeah, like, so boring.
My
like,
place and just,
you know, Trav, I'm surprised that you said you agreed to women should always be prepared to be single because was it you? Which one of y'all said when I asked why men don't leave? And y'all said, was it you that said men don't leave because they don't have the luxury of leaving?
Yeah.
He was about to get to
So I guess it's rare that men do leave relationships. So I guess they should always be prepared to be single because the woman will leave. But most of us, a lot of the times, like how Tia lived, Corey Hart, whatever your name is, and she made it, I think I've read and heard some of the videos where she talked about it. It was like she left for her. She left for herself. And that's something that a lot of men don't do. They won't leave for themselves. They'll stay in a relationship and they'll cheat on a woman, treat her like shit. I'm still pay the bills and I'm stay out all night knowing y'all like this shit. I'm gonna go get me a side bitch and then get an extra side bitch and then I'm gonna have like, I'm gonna have a main course and like all this stuff going on. That's why women leave. Women leave for themselves. Like once they realize, and sometimes it takes them a long time to leave, they gonna go. Men don't ever leave because that ain't happen no more. It's rare that they do it. They just gonna go cheat. Mm. And then when they get caught cheating and the woman forgive them, they still stay. So you had your out. You could have just, when she got mad and said, da 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 da, and she say, I'm done, even though she probably don't really mean she done, she just upset and hurt, you can leave. Men don't leave. Because they don't want to leave. They said, y'all, just, men just selfish and greedy.
No, really.
If we leave, hey, look, I'm passionate about that. Like, Trav was about that.
You felt that shit.
because some men, and when you say that, I see why you're passionate, because some men are scared to go what comes with leaving a woman.
They're going to find them in the dirt.
They gonna get drugged to the dirt.
It's a codependent thing. Okay. How many
No.
Go ahead. Why they gonna get drugged in the dirt?
Some insecure men get scared to leave because they gonna fear that woman is gonna tell all his business. They gonna tell their parents and all that shit. And then they get ridiculed on social media. Or if he has a kid with them, he's going to stay because of the kids. I'm going to make it work because of my kids. That's why some men stay. Some men are going to get backlash for leaving a woman. It's easier for a woman to leave a man than it is for a man to leave a woman.
Why? Because everybody going to uplift that woman. You did right, girl. You should have been left him.
Exactly.
He wasn't shit no way.
He wasn't shit no way.
It's somebody out there that's going to treat you better than him. They know your worth. Mm. You should have. Yeah. That's why. Yep.
Women keep women single. Yeah, I know, but that way it goes too for real. Like, I don't give a fuck what you doing. Like, you can be the perfect man. One of the friends, one of them ain't gonna like you. They gonna find something wrong with you. And they're gonna keep picking. That's like building, like people like chipping away at some shit. They gonna chip a little bit. After a while, shit, eventually it's gonna open up to some bullshit, and then she gonna fall through it, and her ass gonna be back single, and some more bullshit. Listen to her for her goddamn whole friend.
Mm-hmm. And then she over there crying, girl. These niggas ain't shit. It'd be the same hating ass girl that low key want to fuck your ex boyfriend. It happens.
That's pretty much what's going on though. Like, man, you cannot like. You know what I'm saying? Women, to be honest, I can understand why a lot of women want to befriend men over women.
Everybody saying women, a lot of women, they girls are messy. I like to hang with niggas and shit. Girls are just messy. They'll be friends with one. Men can be messy.
I've never been the one to say that I didn't like hanging with females because they was messy. Like, I have male and female friends. Sometimes I vibe better with men. I don't know.
You're gonna get the truth from a man.
Because I don't think the way a lot of females think. Like,
no, you don't.
I'm not going against how some of them think. Like, I got some great female friends, and I love the fact that we see stuff differently. But when it comes to relationship stuff, I try to see stuff from everybody's point of view. So if my friends come to me about something with a man, like, I ain't gonna too much. They'll be like, oh, he ain't shit. Unless he really ain't shit. Like, he ain't shit. Like, he just ain't shit. But it's rare that I tell him some stuff like that. I just really be honest. Well, do what makes you happy of staying with him, and he, you know, he cheating on you, and he going upside your head every now and then. You happy? Are you happy? Like, I would say,
are you happy?
Going on out loud, so they can hear it and be like, well, if that's what makes you happy, then, you know, stay. I don't really like that he put his hands on you, but if you're happy over there, then stay. But I ain't never really had no friends that was, well, male putting their hands on them. I've had the ones that's been cheated on and bring the, like, little bullshit to them, or they don't want to work, or they don't really want to commit. But, like, if you're, no, some females, no matter what you tell them, they gonna keep dealing with a man. My mama always told me, can't nobody get tired for you but you. And I don't take advice from my friends, because I'm not gonna stop dealing with Mr. Ain't Shit until I'm tired of dealing with him. I don't care what y'all say. Y'all can tell me all day, oh, you deserve better than that. You should have, no. Okay, y'all don't know him like I know him.
he don't know him like that. He's a good person. He just going through some fights and demons.
I love him.
Going back, women to lie to themselves. Got that? You don't got
to lie to themselves.
Yeah, you wrong. That's why I said that, because I know I've dealt with a man that then told me, "I'm gonna do this. I just need time. I'm going to start doing more of this with you. I'm going to do more of that with you." He come through if I ask for some money. If I ask for some money now and say whatever, like, he just text me and ask me how my week going. I can easily write back and say, it really fucked up because I'm broke. And he's going to send me some money. But he showed me who he is. He can tell me anything. And it took me years to realize his words and his actions don't match up. So I need to go with the actions and not the words.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so you can.
The words are, I love you to death and da 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 da. But when I'm telling you, I need time and attention, and I'm not getting time and attention, and no, the words ain't matching up. I don't care how much you say you love me, you can't love me. You ain't trying to meet me halfway.
Exactly.
Damn.
Yep.
Yeah.
If I say I got simple requirements, like, do your love equate to money? Because if I say I need help paying my rent, or I'm about to get evicted, I know you're going to come through, is that love to you? Because that ain't love to me. I think it can be, but no, I need the other stuff too. So, yeah, I think a lot of women should, I ain't going to say not take their friends' advice, but I ain't never took my friends' advice. They'll tell you I ain't never took their advice. And then if I take it, I go back on it. Like, three of my friends told me to block this one dude. I didn't block him because of what they said. I blocked him because he said something that pissed me off. Then I missed him. So, like, 2 weeks later, I unblocked him. I unblocked him before I sent the text. I unblocked him probably like 3 or 4 days later. Then he never reached out. So then, like, 2 weeks after I had blocked him, I texted him. And I was like, this is like the worst decision I ever made. And then I told him, I was like, well, y'all, I unblocked him. And they were like, what? I don't listen. I keep myself single. My friends don't have to keep me single. I do it by myself.
Yeah.
At least that's real. That's real.
Yeah, that's accountability. Yeah. We're going to play it up.
Mm-hmm.
And like
when we do that conversation, we're going to have one of my friends on here. And I want her, I'm about to tell her beforehand, like, look, we can talk about how you done told me to leave that person alone and I never listened to you. I never listened to
him.
But at this point in life, like, healing will make you happy. A lot of self-reflection, and you have to realize your worth for yourself. Everybody else can see it and tell you desire better, but until you know you desire better, it ain't gonna never be what they want it to be for you. Like, you just have to go through stuff. And you really just have to get tired for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got to.
Emotional connection.
Yeah, you got like that all go, but a lot of people scared to be by themselves. They scared to be alone. So like once you start seeing what you need and what you need as a person, heal from that shit and get into the right mindset, you know what I'm saying? Dating gonna come easy, shit, for real. Cause you already know what you gonna stand on and what you ain't gonna put up with. After you do all that, you good.
I think everybody has to get God. And they got to go through their hurt before they can, you know what I'm saying? They can be bulletproof. And when you bulletproof and you can take rejection and all that shit and all that, then you should be good. I mean, you ain't going to be the same person you was before. Because I'm pretty sure everybody's not the same person they was in high school when it came to, like, love and all that shit. Or college.
That shit wasn't love in high school. That shit. Like,
I'm sure people aren't the same that they were a year ago.
Yeah, too.
Even if they're in a relationship, I would hope that you've grown somewhere.
I told her today, I said, we ain't going to do the same shit we did this year. We're going to do something different. We ain't going back to this how we did this year. We're going to progress.
And that's what it's all about. Like,
yeah,
constantly progressing.
Yeah.
Individually and as a couple. Like,
got to be. You have
to grow together, and that's where a lot of stuff go wrong in a relationship. Like, people don't grow together. Like, Trav, when you posted that other day asking about that the little stuff, the expiration date on the being married and stuff, I think people don't realize when they get married it's like you're not gonna be with the same person that you married.
That's the point I was getting to. Like, I like shit. Like, cause over time, I don't give a fuck. You gonna change. Like, you can, like, especially you marry young. Like, people marry 18, 19, 20. Anything, I'm 25. You are not the same person. You're not even the same mindset, none of that. But you locked in this person. You don't marry this person. And, like, everybody knows it costs lots of divorce. This shit is really a headache. They need this one. Like, if I become president, whoever wants to become president, they need to change that. Like, divorce shouldn't be that high. Divorce shouldn't cost more than the marriage. Like, that shit's crazy.
Damn.
But the reason that a divorce costs a lot, like if you get married and y'all accumulate nothing together and y'all have no children, and if you know how to do it without an attorney, it don't cost all that money.
Yeah.
And then you have some attorneys that'll do a divorce for like a simple divorce, no kids, no assets, $1,500. And some might do it a little bit cheaper. But when you gotta separate and divide all this stuff, and then y'all gotta go through mediation, y'all gotta go, y'all, like, it's a lot. You gotta do a child support worksheet, then, oh, you want spousal support? Oh, you want alimony? Oh, y'all wanna argue about who gonna get the house, whether y'all gonna sell the house or not? It costs money then because your attorney is doing more work. The more work that the attorney got to do, the more money is going to cost for that divorce. Now, if it's some simple stuff where they ain't got to do nothing but file the papers and get the person served, and then if they ain't got to get them served, they just will willingly sign, they ain't going to charge you as much.
So you got to focus on somebody with good morals who at least going to give you some damn leeway if y'all do break.
Better make sure nobody ain't petty. Shit, they petty.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway. Somebody with good morals, man. Somebody with good morals, but you know what? I'm going to get my shit, he going to get his shit. You got the motherfuckers who going to want you to see you fall. They want you to see your whole kingdom go down.
What them old folks say, look deep before you leap. You fucking don't be looking deep enough.
That's why I say, man, like, everybody, like, people marry for that wedding, not the marriage. Like to appease the room and not appease the people. Mean peace the relationship.
Because if it's really about getting married, you can have a preacher come to your house and have somebody sit in there and be a witness, and y'all do y'all I do's. You can go to the courthouse. Go to the preacher house. Y'all can stand in the middle of the road as long as somebody officiate and you got your marriage license. But I'm knocking people for wanting to have a wedding because I want to have a wedding if I get married.
Yeah, me too.
I got it all planned out. I'm having a brunch wedding. I'm getting married, but I'll be married by 1:30 and we having brunch food. You know how cheap it is to beat people with breakfast food? And then we ain't doing nothing but mimosas. Oh yeah, you just gotta have some water and some champagne and some orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
I got it all planned out.
And I'm grit.
Plan on having no more than 50 people there. I don't care how many people this man know. No. You should only invite the people. I heard Steve Harvey said this one day, and he was like, I only invite people that's really gonna support you through your journey.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care how big his family.
Everybody who don't talk shit about you.
Yeah. You're not
gonna leave them motherfuckers about it.
I love wedding. I love to go to a wedding. I think that stuff is like very beautiful. But some of these people that come to weddings, they'll never see you and your husband again or you and your wife again. They just wanted to come. Oh, they feel like because we cousins or we were friends in high school or, you know, me and you cool. We done went out a couple times. No, you ain't been there when I done called you like, man, the motherfucker ain't shit. And you done, you done brought me down off a ledge and was like, now Marissa, you know, it's you that's the problem right now. You need to relook at this and like, okay, you know what? You real supportive, my girl. You could probably be in the wedding. But you know, like people don't think about stuff like that. They just be looking at it like, oh, well, I got a big family. He got a big family. We know these people. Nah, I'm supposed to got to come. Don't watch a video when y'all post on Facebook because you're going to have a photographer. Or they ain't even got to watch that. They can just look at the pictures and tell y'all how nice y'all look together.
Mm-hmm.
And before some stuff stressed me out and caused me too much money, oh, I know some preachers. I had one of my friends go get ordained online real quick. Come on, girl, let's get this stuff up with. Marry me in the man.
Elope, go to goddamn elope. I really, you know, another. Well, it's still expensive. Plan a wedding somewhere far, far away, and see who comes.
Right, destination wedding, man. Yes.
I'm gonna see you again. I'm gonna see you again.
Yeah, you are gonna see who fuck with you? Who want to see you? Like that's like
Abu Dhabi.
It's just like even like you got a business or something like I can't like somebody ask for a ticket or something like buy a ticket or spend some money to come see me win. Got like shit. You know what I say? If I, you have when you want to win all the people who don't want to who just there just for looks. Go get married somewhere far away and see who's gonna come to the wedding.
You, if they come, they true because it's gonna be them motherfuckers. Yeah. Like, why they gotta go to fucking Paris? Damn, they be extra. Them motherfuckers don't need to come to the wedding, goddamn. Shit, nah. That's a good saying, though. But make sure when you get married, man, just make sure you married that this is supposed to be your last wedding. I don't want two weddings. Once I get married, I'm gonna have one wedding. If this shit don't fail, if my marriage fails, I'm just gonna be single for the rest of my life. All right, put that down. I'm not having no second wedding.
Well, you never know what might happen.
True, but I know myself.
He going back to working on himself, Mike.
just because your first marriage failed, what if you meet a girl that was like we ain't gonna talk about that because when you get married, they're gonna be your only marriage. We'll have the conversation. If you get married and God forbid their marriage, I don't fail. We'll revisit that conversation.
That's gonna be a petty ass conversation. Now, I'm Michael.
I don't want to talk about it.
Exactly.
Well, we're gonna talk about it.
Gonna be in my room playing fucking monster. I won't be in the room playing monster. Going for that nigga, get it over. Oh man, that is funny. But nah, for real, I really want when a marriage shouldn't be no clout shit. That shit is just holy matrimony. And I don't see why. That's why I be like, when you going through a divorce and you just having little flashbacks to the wedding day, I know some people, they feel sad. It's like a big ass sadness when it goes through the divorce.
Yeah,
like,
I done spent all that money and now I got to spend some more money.
I swear, I be like, don't you just remember the honeymoon, everybody's grandma, their cousins, y'all dance. That was like one of the biggest days of your life. And now we in the courtroom because you ain't happy or we couldn't talk it out. Or if they just cheated, they
ain't staying on that.
Yeah, that shit be sad. Because some of my coworkers be talking about when they were going through divorce, I said, I know that shit be sad sometimes.
Sometimes I think people should just live without being married. Like, you can do all the other stuff without it.
Some people do that.
They do. Like, I know these couple, like, they've been together for years and neither one of them want to get married. And it works for them. Their relationship works for them.
Yeah. And then they like, man, but they want to listen to everybody else. Like, well, you need to get married. When you die, you're going to be a special friend. But long as that man or that woman put you in that wheel, you good. Fuck what they say. Long as you in that wheel, you good.
Now, you ain't never got a wheel. The wheel because, well, to a certain extent, they need to have something written up.
Please get a wheel.
And then, like, sometimes, like, the special friend be the one in charge of everything. They know what everything is. They beneficiary on the life insurance policy. They know what their health concerns are, all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. People be married to folks and don't even be knowing this type of stuff. People be married to people that they don't even trust. They got their mama or their brother or their sister or somebody as they beneficiary, they emergency contact and all this stuff. People get married for the wrong reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's why that was going on now, because like that who most people that cheat are married and all that. And like you see people that marry are miserable. They be happy to be at work all the time or happy to be away from their spouse. Like that's not a life for me like that. I'm married. I want to be around you all the time. I want that person I chose to spend my life.
So what's the purpose of getting married?
Hey, we need to save up for another. I only have real in-depth conversation about that one though.
People want them tax breaks.
We can do that. You know, let's go ahead and wrap this up and then we can talk about
all right. Michael.
All righty. Well, this was a great episode, and we appreciate y'all fucking with us every week. And this has been the Gen Talk Podcast. And as always, we in the jungle, baby.
You're in the jungle, baby.
I can see that monkey smiling right now, that gorilla smile.
Oh,
I should have never sent you that shit.
You shouldn't have.